Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall I begin?
Do you want to begin, Andrew? Have you got something to say?
Not really.
Welcome, listeners.
I was just going to say...
Oh, that's very contented, but you're just back from holiday, aren't
yeah.
you? So you would be.
Yeah, I'm not quite into that area of dark depression that you get when you come back from holiday.
Really? It's funny because you went with your kids, and as far as I'm aware, it's like scientific fact that no fella has ever enjoyed a holiday away with the family. I don't know if that's science, but it was in the textbooks when I was at school.
It wasn't unenjoyable.
I'm sure you had a lovely time.
I did.
Now, do you want to play donut or not donut?
Do I have a choice?
Well, yeah, I suppose you do.
What would happen if I said no, I don't want to play donut or not?
I'd play it with myself.
Oh, that's no fun.
I'm
go
all right with
then.
My own company. Mm-hmm. Is this one of the Krispy Kreme Rostra or not? Because they have some unusual names, Andrew.
I'm not familiar with their work.
Donut or not donut? The Caramel Swell.
Donut.
No, it's the Caramel Swirl. Caught you out. Gotcha. Cheeky the Glazed Brewed Blueberry.
That's quite a dull one. I will go donut.
No, it's... they only do a glazed raspberry. Caramelised Biscoff.
I'm beyond caring at this point.
Donut. Oh, you hate this, don't you? It is donut. Does that encourage you? That's correct.
Oh, don't encourage me at all, though. I'm just going to keep saying...
The Original Handbag.
What?
Yeah.
Donut.
Not a donut.
Oh.
As if, Andrew. Nutty Henderson. The Nutty Henderson.
Not donut.
Not donut. It's Nutty Chocolata. The Ring Glazed Cruller.
Not donut.
It's a donut, Andrew.
What?
It wasn't good, that, was it?
No.
It feels like an advert for the donut company as well, which is shameful, isn't it?
I've never used them because I don't see them. Have you seen the price of them?
They are expensive, but the round one with chocolate on top and custard inside is delicious.
Are they dead nice?
Yeah. I can't eat it because of my health. You want to ask about me health, Andrew?
I might ask later on. Are you going to still be thin Richmond?
I've got 2 weeks left.
Have you got another couple of weeks?
Yeah.
You don't want to be Lord Fisticuffs?
No.
Or the Downtown Ponce?
Not the Downtown Ponce. No. Not at my age, Andrew. You know what I mean.
How about Easy Time Eaglescliff?
If it had been Easy Time Matthew or something like that, I might have gone for it.
I'd come back with you.
Andrew, I'm really tempted by Fisticuffs.
Lord Fisticuffs.
Would you be willing to bring Fisticuffs back, or is it a one-week only offer?
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to say it's on the table now for you today.
I'll take my chance and I'll stick with Thin Richmond.
Right.
Would you like a name? Would you like to be Zamzort, Emperor of Vibertian? He owns a fabulous cape made of walnuts and aluminium. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his job at Maplin's for nicking HDMI cables. That's Zamzort, Emperor of Vibertian.
Have I got any other options?
No, it's just that one.
I'll take it.
You're going to take it?
I'll take it.
All right, Zamzort, how are you doing?
I'm all right, Thin Richmond.
So, Steve McLaren was summoned this week to meet Tony Fernandez in the chairman's office at QPR, which stands for, Andrew?
What does it stand for?
Queen's Park Rangers. Yeah. I didn't know till I went last year. They're London's Irish club. Did you know that?
Nah.
It's like you're meant to have an affinity.
If you're Irish, you're a QPR fan.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Right. Like, if you're a scaffolder, you've got an affinity with West Ham, right? As I understand it. So he's summoned to meet Tony Fernandez in the chairman's office. He's a bit worried, Andrew, because they're bottom of the league after 3 games.
Very much so, yeah.
And no points, right? So Steve is sat in his own office in his underpants, eating some jelly and carnation.
Yeah.
With Casper, he says, "Oh dear, Casper, I'm all in a pickle. I don't know up from down, honestly. In a word, I'm shitting house bricks. Shall we just go home and watch Poirot?" Well, on hearing this, Casper slides out of a drawer, bringing with him a light blue short sleeve shirt, polyester, and a yellow and blue striped tie. Steve picks him up. Oh, Casper, you little wonderful. It's a BHS polyester comfort fit with breathable armpit inserts. Where did you get this? They're as rare as worms in top hats. Well, Casper just winks. You know, in that way he has, Andy.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of benign, yeah, calm way.
Yeah.
I can face anything with one of these stretched across my chest. So Steve puts on the shirt and tie and steps into a pair of M&S elasticated waist Cornish blue jeans with a slick kick on the flare.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, it's he's a London guy, isn't he now?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hey there, London guy, with your big bag of pepper and a lovely smile. So he puts his papoose round his neck, pops Casper in, and strides round to Tony Fernandez's office.
Oh.
Tony. So what you got to say for yourself, McLaren? This is not the start to the season we expected. We're already 9 places away from a glorious 15th place finish. Explain yourself.
Is it all right if I let Casper run around a bit, Mr. Fernandez?
Yeah, sure thing.
Oh, what a lovely carpet you've got, Mr. Fernandez. 100% wool with Superguard treatment, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no mistake.
Would you like a bite of me crispy peanut fun and laughter bar, Mr. Fernandez?
No, I don't. I have some tomatoes already.
Are you sure? It's like Nutty Shite, but with a chocolate coat on.
Yeah, I'm sure as hell, I'm sure.
This office is quite extensively glazed, Mr. Fernandez. You might want to draw the blinds when you're not here to protect the carpet from sun damage, you know.
Look, cut the crap, McLaren, and explain the goddamn awful start to the season. How are you picking your team? What are your tactics? What are your goddamn tactics?
So, Steve says, I'll tell you, Mr. Fernandez, just listen. I choose the team from the adults in the squad. I put the one with gloves into the goal. For my defence, I choose the tallest lads. And in midfield, I put the brightest boots. And then up front, I put one fat, one thin, and a winger to take corners that we win. I tell them all to pass the ball around and try their best not to damage the pitch. Come on, if we lose the ball, try to get it back. If we win the ball, try to mount an attack. But most of all, keep your jerseys clean and no muddy boots in the changing room. If Casper sees a player trying hard, he notes his name and writes it down. And then, at the end of the match, we give that man a fun and laughter bar. If we lose the ball, we try to get it back. If we win the ball, we try to mount an attack. But most of all, make it look like you're trying. And if the crowd says you aren't, say they're lying. Oh yeah, boop bap doop bop ba doop bap ba. Fun and laughter in the chocolate cuddle. Doop bap boop ba doop bap ba doo da. Fun and laughter in the chocolate cuddle. Boop bap boop be doop bap ba doo ba. Boop bap boop be doop bap ba doo ba. Fun and laughter in the chocolate suit. I tell the team. Oh, go on, Casper, do a dance. Tell the team to run as fast as they can, and on half time to wash their hands. And at full time, when we've lost again, we all pretend that we're very upset. What do you think, Mr. Fernandez?
I think it's bullshit. You got 3 games to get 4 points or you're out on your saggy ass.
Yes, Mr. Fernandez. Of course, Mr. Fernandez.
Hey, what's that on the top of your head? Is it a kipper fin?
No, you donut. That's me hair island. My hair.
Oh, fuck off with the songs already and do one. So Casper and Steve leave the office.
Hey, Casper, lad. I think this might be our easiest destroy and exit to date.
Casper gives him a smile and a wink, and they both tuck into a crispy fun and laughter bar.
It's nutty shite in a chocolate cuddle.
So, Andrew, there's an update on QPR.
Yeah, well, you know what? The destroying exit, I think he's perfected it this time, you're right.
Which right, he's got a fortnight.
He's done so many of them, though. The more you do, the better you get. What I will say, though...
That's true.
He's got the players washing their hands, so that could be the beginning of turning it around.
Yeah, and he doesn't allow muddy boots in the changing room. Because you know what? He's going to get it carpeted, isn't he?
He is. High standards, though. That's the beginning. That's the basis of everything.
Yeah, and he picks his team. He gets the big lads in defence.
A fat one and a thin one up front.
And
yeah, that's how it works.
All the bright boots in midfield.
Yes, they can all see each other.
Hey, Middlesbrough got a player now. Young lad who's come through called Lewis Wing.
And loose wing.
Wing, yeah. Where and he wears black boots, and it really does catch your eye.
Catamol wears black boots.
Does he wear black boots? It catches your eye now,
it does
doesn't
now,
it?
It does now, yeah. What's it like watching Borough? Because they're winning at the minute. Is it? Are you, well, are you been, watch them?
I've been to Millwall. That's two each. The exciting end.
Yeah.
We weren't very good. And I've been... what did I go? Where else did I went to Bristol last week.
Did
went
you,
to Bristol City.
You win that one?
Yeah, to be honest, it was.
Grim.
Well, it's always the Bristol City's grounds are beautiful. Have you been in Bristol City's ground?
No.
Beautiful ground, Andy. It really is beautiful.
You know what you should do? Get yourself one of them old one-arm bandit fruit machines, right?
Yeah.
Get it rigged so that it'll, when you pull the handle, three pebbles come out.
Right.
Don't go to the matches, just when you win, pull the handle and then your three pebbles come out and they represent 3 points.
And what's the end game here? To have a bucket full of pebbles throw in the river.
Better than watching Tony Pulis's team.
Andrew, you know, this Pulis type of football, I mean, let's not get too football here, but, you know, we're the second top scorers in all four divisions, do you know what I mean? And that's only because West Brom put seven past someone, isn't it?
Sunderland must be top, surely.
No,
we've got seven in our last two games.
It's not enough to take on the mighty Borough. I'm sorry, but it isn't. Do you catch a bus into Sunderland Town Centre generally, or do you waddle there with your skateboard under your arm, Andy?
I have a motor car, Bob.
You have a motor car?
I've got a motor car. I use my motor car.
Has it got decals?
What?
Decal, you know, has it got like decals? I mean, you know, is it sponsored by a fucking peat farm or something?
No, it's not.
All right.
Sponsored by Atletico Mint, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's got a picture of your my fat heads on it. Do you have your ambrosia rice, Andrew? It's nice, ambrosia rice, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is nice. Do you have it hot or cold, generally?
I have it cold out of a tub.
You have it cold. And do you generally have jam in it or just on its own?
Just on its tod.
Do you ever have it hot?
Never.
Wow.
Just can't be bothered.
I might do a survey on that because I thought I much prefer it hot.
Well, I have them little snack tubs. I'll just have one of them and I'll have it cold on the move.
Yeah.
As I'm on my way to the motor car.
All right. Andrew Dawson on the move.
Yeah.
I can't, what, like coming down the steps of a big building at Canary Wharf. Hey, I'm just on my way to the grooming salon.
Yeah. Just jet setting from one engagement to the next.
Quick, boss, have an ambrosia. You're such a busy boss.
Have you got any more questions?
Are you going to inquire about my health?
Not yet.
Okay.
I've got three questions from my kids for you.
Oh, great.
Bob, you're a very small man.
Yep.
Ever been up your own chimney?
No, but it's always been a dream of mine. I tell you, once I was doing a... You didn't really need this answer, Andrew. Apologies. But once I was in a pub with Oliver Reid.
Ooh.
Ollie Reid.
Name check.
Somewhere in fucking Cotswolds or something. And... he said, "Get up that chimney, sailor!" he's fucking frightening.
He's dead, mate.
No, this was about 15 years ago, and he's got tiny little thin legs.
Is he?
And a big pigeon chest,
right.
And all his trousers were covered in wee.
Did he have his trousers off?
Or the fluids? No,
he just went in them.
So I didn't, not realising it was a genuine... you know, get up the chimney request. I just like giggled or whatever. And he went on to tell me that, and it was a big Inglenook fireplace that he used to come to this pub, get pissed out of his head, and sleep up on the ledge up in the chimney. So it can be done. I once actually took a pitch to show to the BBC, Celebrities Up Chimneys.
Did you?
Yeah, I swear down, across my heart, I promise I did.
Laugh you out of the building?
Yeah, but I think it would have been quite good.
Didn't even give you an ambrosia on the way
out.
No,
honestly, do you think it'd be quite good? It's just like a little cameras inside the chimney.
Well, let's do it. Let's crowdfund it.
True or false, Andy?
I'm not finished yet.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Have you ever dug a tunnel and hid in it from your wife?
No, I haven't done that. Why would I want to hide from my wife?
Well, I don't know. It's just what the kids said.
Well, you'd have thought that in a kid's mind, they would have sort of, wouldn't they have said like a baddie or the coppers? Why would they be thinking that wives are enemies? You want to look into that, Andy?
No comment. Have you ever got your smaller hand stuck in any kind of jar?
Inside the jar?
Yeah, all the way in.
Yeah, I once got my hand stuck in a Nescafe jar and had to smash it off.
What were you trying to get out of it? Coffee.
What the fuck do you think I was trying to get out of it?
Well, have your marbles in it or something?
No, it had a little bit of coffee in there.
And you were trying to get it out with your hand?
A little bit of, you know, when you get hardened coffee, just right at the bottom.
Was this when you were poor?
This was when I was a student.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Oh, I was such a good student. I had long cape, black academic cape.
No, you didn't.
You know what I mean? A satchel.
But you didn't.
With all my important papers in that I was studying.
But you didn't have a long spoon.
Didn't I? Well, no, I didn't have a long spoon. No, I just had a tiny little stick.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you like to hear from Gangs of EPL?
Oh, God, I'd
like
love
that?
To.
Well, some at White Lions, you know, from the World Cup, had a meet-up, pre-season meet-up, in Harry's mum's garage, you know, for a pre-season party. You know, practice some of the dancing, check out Harry's ant farm, make their own ice lollies in the garage fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a bit of The Flumps Take New York. Order some jewellery. Order some jewellery from Gem TV. Do a bit of finger painting. That sort of thing. Yeah. Sounds like a nice party, doesn't it, Andrew?
It's all right.
So Harry's there waiting with his mum, and first to arrive is Jordan Henderson, yeah? Oh, hello! Hello, Harry's mum. Did you know it was actual Puma that invented Screwfix? You know, go to India, maybe park up, count to 10, mate, man, country style, like. Would you like a hot dog, Jordan? Says Harry's mum. Oh, yes, please, Mrs. Harry. I love long meat, me, like. Then Philip arrives.
It's right scorching today, ain't it, lads? My mum says I should keep indoors and not get too excited and not eat anything too sugary or with foreign spices in it. Would you like a hot dog, Philip? Says Harry's mum. Oh, yes, please. Oh, though, hold on. Could I just check that the meat is bland and watery? My mum's not keen on me getting a lot of taste.
Bloody hell, Philip! Says Harry. It's a hot dog. You're not going to get fireworks, are you? Honestly, stop being such a boot-smoke fusspot.
Just then, Eric arrives. Hello, Mrs. Kane. Hello, Philip. Hello, John.
All right, son, let's build a cat flap. Na-titty-na-titty.
Harry. I bought you a balloon.
God.
To blow up. It's painful, isn't it? Shall I drop him?
That's very kind of you, Eric. Mum wants to know if you would like a hot dog.
Can I have some time to think?
Oh, just make him one, Mum. Right, who wants to see my ant farm? Yes, please,
says Philip. Eric. Yes.
Oh, 17 tins of girls' names, says Jordan.
Just in then comes Debbie. He's really excited.
Lads. What is it, Debbie? You're like you've got a secret burning a hole in your pants, or at the very least you've had an interesting thought. Lads. Oh, come on, spit it out, you frantic bastard. I've got a new goal celebration for the new season. It's muckstravagant, and it really is quite something.
Is it a sort of wave? Says Eric.
No.
Jordan says,
do you wag your finger, you know, like a bus driver when he sees a nut job? No, but it does involve my finger.
Oh, says Philip. Do you stick your finger up your arse and then suck it, you know? My mum gets regrettably with me when I do that, like.
No, I'm not a northerner, Philip.
Harry says,
do you make your fingers like you are holding a knife and fork and pretend that you're eating a thick slice of ham?
Debbie,
no, I can see I'm going to have to show you.
So Debbie does his new celebration thing, you know, where he makes a circle round his
eye. Oh, yeah. Have you tried doing that?
I haven't bothered. No. Using his thumb and his forefinger, uh-huh. You know, like he used to pretend he had a monocle on, mm-hmm. or something.
Debbie says, what do you reckon?
Philip says, what's it meant to represent, like, you know? Are you looking very strongly at something of interest, you know, like a very shiny button or a new coat?
Does it mean, says Jordan, you've been to a laundrette with your mum?
No, says Debbie. Eric, speaking much more fast than you'd normally expect, Andrew.
Good.
Is it a cheeky way of looking at Leighton Baines's ass?
No, Eric, I'm not a bootsmuck ogler like you. No, I've got it, says Harry. Is it just really different and marks you out as a special player who must be taken very seriously?
Debbie.
Yes, that's it. And I mean serious, with a cottage pie and a finger of fudge on top. Come on, all of you. You try it.
So they all do the circle around their eyes. And just as they do, Harry's mum comes in with a plate of hot dogs. Mum says, ooh, what's up? Has Leighton Baines just arrived or something? Eric. Told you. Debbie starts crying. And Harry puts his arm around him.
Don't take any notice of Mum, Debbie. It's a lovely little celebration. Debbie says, do you really think so? Yes, I do. Come on, let's get this party started and tuck into Mum's hot dogs.
Then they all stand round and eat the hot dogs in silence. And that, Andrew's the end.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah. Are you glad?
No. All I could have had more of that, but a nice ending.
So he's using it as like a way of examining Leighton Baines' backside?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that when I saw him down it the other week.
Well, should I say that's what Mrs. Kane...
That's her interpretation. That's not necessarily... For legal reasons, that's not necessarily what Dele Alli is doing when he does that. Blah, blah, blah. No, knowing what you know now, if you could go back and sit down with your younger self, maybe over a lovely nourishing bowl of pad thai, would you dispense any particular advice about personal grooming or maybe yoga?
Who are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm just a guru.
You're a guru.
I'm a guru.
Do you have an M, Mr. Guru?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, just guru services.
Would you give any advice to your younger self about yoga? Personal grooming?
I'd say not to get involved with yoga. Mm. Personal grooming wise, just use a very simple soap, you know, nothing perfumed. Or...
You think you've handled those areas well in your life? Handled them with aplomb, you say?
I like you, Guru. Yes, I think so.
How about piercings? Anything you change there you've done down the years?
I've not. I have had my ear pierced, Guru.
No regrets? Any infections?
I regret it. I got a short infection for a couple
of weeks. So you tell your younger self, don't do that.
I'd say don't have a ear pierced.
How about your waterworks? Any regrets there?
Yeah, big regrets.
Yeah. Okay.
Lack of maintenance.
Well, just add that to your dossier.
Okay, thank you,
Paul.
How much do I owe you?
£45.
Very reasonable.
Have you watched anything on telly this week?
I've got into a bad groove for our listeners in terms of recommendations. I spent 2 weeks doing all of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I've just spent the last about 10 days doing the first four seasons, three or four, I can't remember, of Better Call Saul, so that I'm...
Nicely. Oh, you've gone back and gone through them all again.
So I'm nicely poised for the new season, you see.
Okay, that's not a problem. I haven't got anything new, but I've got a couple of things I want to check out because other people have recommended
them. Okay, let's hear about
One of them is on Sky Atlantic, and it's called Succession. It's been written by, it's an American thing, but it's been written by one of the lads who wrote Peep Show and The Thick of It.
Rightio.
And it's got Brian Cox in it.
Right.
And a lot of people on the Twitter are saying it's really good. So I want to check that out.
Yeah.
And there was this thing on BBC 4 last night called The Secret Life of Landfill.
Which that does sound good, doesn't it?
90 minutes long as well.
90 minutes of landfill.
And the fella in it looks a bit like Jeremy Corbyn, but in a hard hat. So it ticks a lot of my boxes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that on the iPlayer.
But just to be clear, they're not recommendations.
They're not recommendations. What's the word I'm looking for? Just highlighting them, if you like.
Okay.
A placeholder. A placeholder.
So are you inviting our listeners to maybe check them out?
And yeah, if you want to. Tell us I'm all not about... I'm not going to say don't.
Yeah, but then they can join in, as it were, join in the conversation.
What, on like social media?
No, when we do the next... Well, I don't know. This is the new social media. Honestly, for fuck's sake.
I don't know.
Barry Homeowner.
Go on.
You know, we all love him, don't we? You know, in a way. Yep. So what's up, Barry? That's what you're all wishing you could be saying at me, don't ya? Been eating a lot of skyr. You know, the Icelandic health slurry. It's technically a cheese, but I call it a yogurt because I think yogurt better fits my persona as a healthy fitness lifestyle boutique hotel smootheroony. It's on the sour side of dreary, but delivers a sweet after punch. You can take that as a recommendatione. I've discovered a little Italian artisanio cafe just behind the railway station. I think me and the young lady barista are going to become entwined and involved with each other, you know. Let's get involved, press print on the invite style scenario. She's from a European base and is as cute as a box of buttons on a lacy bedspread. Her name's Lottie, which is quite appropriate, really, because I reckon I've won the lottery having her in my life situation. She's not actually told me her name, but I saw it on the staff rota that was visible from the corridor to the shit-a-doo-doo hut at the back of the caff. Haven't said much to her yet, just ordered my regular skinny kappa choo-choo every day. We exchange glances when I Apple Pay for the choo-choo. And sometimes, Andrew, a look says more than 1,000 poems. When we do get to speak properly, I'll probably tell her about my incredible life. Once she's heard the major bullet points, kitchen island, mountain bike, Nespresso rig, she'll probably be like putty in my dexterous hands. But that is the future-oony. For now, it's pretty frantic at work. Rental's gone mental this month. I'm heading for a 10% commission bag. If fruition occurs, I'm straight down the Audi dealership and buying a new set of 20-inch alloy biscuits for the TT. Have to buy them on a Sunday because me and the lads at Audi tend to crackle on for up to 20, 30 minutes once the chat starts running fluid. Got a few new gadgets recently, all purchased online with no comeback, happy chappy or return to sender stipulation. Got a dimmer control for my bedside lamp. I can take the ambience from horror to hot tub in the turn of a dial. Got a machine that makes a beep and gives it reading. Got a hot chocolate proper. Got a hot chocolate frother that basically pops a cloud on top of your nighttime throat sauce. Anyway, gotta move on and bring knowledge into other people's lives. I'm a precious commodity and I run my own distribution network. Have a campachuchu on me, signori, and don't ever forget that my life is the life to aspire to. Ciao and bella. There's Barry there, got himself a new gadget.
I like his machine there with the beep.
Makes a beep and gives out a reading. Very useful.
Good evening, my name is Tony Learwood, and I welcome you all to another edition of Fakeology.
Dumb little bud.
This week we've got a special showbiz edition of Fakeology, and my contestant is the most economically viable celebrity we could find, Mr. Bob Woolmer from BBC Two's Falling Over Near the Water show. Hello and welcome, Bob Woolmer.
Hello, Dom.
Now then, I'm going to give you 3 showbiz facts, and all you have to do is tell me if they're fake. Fakeology,
yeah.
And we've deliberately kept it nice and simple for you because of your condition. Number 1. Prog rock keyboard legend Rick Wakeman is unable to sleep unless he's got a folded bath towel clenched between his thighs. Is that fake?
Legit.
Oh, it's fake. It was actually the late Rick Parfitt from Status Quo. True story. Number two, Francis Rossi, also of Status Quo.
Yeah.
Once pushed a tiny ball bearing up his nose when he was 8, and it never came out.
False.
Fakeology.
Fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
He doesn't like it, Dom, do you?
Fake. Number three, last one. When he was 8, Rick Parfitt of Status Quo pushed a tiny ball bearing up the nose of Francis Rossi, also of Status Quo, and it never came out. Whoa. Now, it's important to add that neither of them knew they were in Status Quo at that time.
Okay, well, it's
fake or legit?
It's clearly fake.
Oh! Yeah, this is fake! Yeah.
You seem upset, Dom.
No, it's all right. You're not a prick this time, Bob Mortimer, because you got them all right. There's a consolation prize you can have.
Well, I won, so I don't need a consolation
prize. I've only got the consolation prize.
All right, I'll take it.
It's a weekend pass for the Showbiz Centre. Maybe you could give it your girlfriend, Ann Dawson.
No, I won't be giving it to Andy Dawson.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a
show. Are you sure?
The clothes in the world, Dom, you know, it's Showbiz Centre. I'll take you.
It would be a lovely gesture if you would give it to him.
It would be a nice gesture, yeah.
He'd really appreciate it.
An empty one because they wouldn't let him in.
It was
you
his
know.
Birthday last month.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
No, we're going to give it to him.
No, they're going to give it to him.
No, well, never mind.
What do you think of Andy Dawson? You like him?
He's brilliant. He's brilliant. I listen to all his podcasts, even the ones that people don't listen to. Well, thanks for playing. Thank you, legit Bob Mortimer. You are not a prick.
Thank you for having me. You know, you were doing Peter Beasley last week. You know, we did a bit of Teach Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to do some more, Peter? Or would you like
if
to
you've
teach
got you, some.
Or you can teach yourself Mrs. Beasley. Do you want Peter or...
Oh, a bit of both. Can I do a bit of both?
All right, so... First off, your first challenge is Peter needs to say, how do you like your poachies, love? I'm not giving you a clue.
Oh!
Off you go.
How do you like your poachies, love?
I like me poachies runny. And by that I mean very fucking runny.
Try that.
I like me poachies runny. And by that I mean very fucking runny.
So Peter married Dom Littlewood then.
Yeah. He's mentioned.
All right. Can I have a nice lumpy chicken wrap when I'm out, love?
Can I have a nice lumpy chicken wrap while I'm out, love?
Fucking shut up, you spooky fucking dial. Fucking shut up, you spooky little fucking dial.
No, coming up is like I'll do the Peter. You'll do the you're a good lad, Peter. Because right? That's the key one, isn't it?
Okay.
No, right. I've done a 5-egg scramble for you, you know, for while you're watching Police Interceptors, like.
You're a good lad, Peter.
You're a good lad, Peter.
Well, I've got to end it all there.
That's fair enough for me, because I want to go back home. Bob, do you reckon Rod Stewart is still sailing?
Oh, man.
I mean, it was 1975. That's a long time to spend on the water, isn't it? I'm pretty sure as well. I've seen him making some land-based TV appearances.
I don't think he ever said he was permanent.
Live shows. Do you think he just docks in order to fulfil professional commitments before taking to the seas once again afterwards?
I think it's a question of choice for him. Sometimes he sells, sometimes he doesn't.
I've looked on his Twitter feed. There's no indication either way. So I don't know. I thought you might know.
I don't know, Andrew.
All right.
Fucking
hell. Fancy a wrestle after this?
Yeah, a quick one, yeah.
All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.